American artist Amy Lee Sagami is a painter, but she doesn't paint on canvas or silk or paper. Sagami paints on water, using a 2,000-year-old Asian technique that reached its zenith in 12th century Japan. The work is known as Suminagashi. Sumi in Japanese is the word for the ink, which Asians, like the Chinese and the Japanese, use for calligraphy. Nagashi means flowing, as the ink does when it hits the water. The imprint is then precisely captured on a thin sheet of rice paper. Sumi Nagashi was used by 12th century Japanese Shinto priests as part of their religious rituals. But what they couldn't possibly have envisaged was that some 800 years later, this technique would be further developed by Amy Lee Sagami. Coming from the American city of Chicago, she applied her engineering degree in fluid mechanics to this ancient, almost lost art form. The images created by Amy Lee Sagami are currently on show at the Chicago Fine Arts Building, after which the exhibition will travel to Arizona and Florida. Edward Lifson sends this report.
Amy Lee Sagami closes all of the windows in her sparse studio on the north side of Chicago. That's to keep the outside breeze from blowing in over the water in the large tray, to which she will soon add colored inks to make a painting. The studio must be kept at 76 degrees, and the humidity level, she won't tell. That's a trade secret. Around the tray are fans, feathers, brushes, and chopsticks, with which Sagami will manipulate the movement of the inks on the water. Just as life begins with a single cell, a Suminagashi work begins with a drop of ink that ripples out over the still watery surface. It does not sink because a touch of seaweed has been added to create surface tension.
I use the brush, dip in the ink, and then use the brush tip to touch the liquid surface. And as I do that, I'm laying the color on the surface of the liquid. If you go in the corner and look with certain reflection, you can see that there's already color that's floating on the surface here.
The untrained eye barely sees the color on the surface. Amy Lee drops just enough ink to form a design. Sometimes she'll manipulate the surface to increase the patterns, but in traditional Suminagashi, the effect is produced only by the impact of ink on water.
You must just let it happen.
Don Gayo, a teacher of Suminagashi in Olympia, Washington.
You can guide it some. Obviously, you are holding the brushes. The more you try to do Suminagashi, the less result of appealing nature will come from the process. It is, on the surface of things, an extraordinarily simple art, and the more you become involved with it, the more you understand and appreciate a little more of the Oriental mind. And there's an element of mysticism in it as well, simply because you never know what's going to happen. And if you want to know what's going to happen, then it never will.
Dayo says the real art of Suminagashi is knowing when to put the paper down. Poised over her tank, Amy Lee Sagami studies the surface with a pool shark's concentration.
I'm looking on the shape, see if they still give me the shape. I see there's motion here from the air, movement of the air.
Her nearly transparent rice paper is roughly 30 by 40 inches, but the tank is even larger. Like a photographer framing a shot, she must choose which part of the pattern to capture.
Okay, better take the microphone out of my way.
Once the paper is down, nothing more can be changed. She says she's satisfied with about one print in five.
Yeah, I like this a lot. With the lines here, like clean lines, just like the shorelines.
This piece does look like the sand on the beach, where successive waves have made interlocking lines, but these are in pale red, yellow, and blue. Other Sagami works have flame-like bursts of color. In a work called Unseen Eddies, delicately sprayed golden veins run like rivers across the page. Above them, the work gets darker as a thick, silvery snowstorm seems to gel. Then through it are the twists and turns of a gently illuminated emerald path. Ed Paschke is an internationally known Chicago-based painter of sometimes violent but always brightly colored canvases. He says Sagami's work allows the viewer to participate in the forces of nature.
For me, it evokes a kind of realism. It almost looks like some sort of lunar landscape sort of thing, this rolling, undulating plains and surfaces. In another level, it's very abstract, and I think it evokes a really wide range of responses, many of which can be personal, some of which can be very generalized in a kind of a global sense. And I think her art speaks to people of all places and of all times, and I think that's the essence of what good art actually is.
Amy Lee Sagami takes a deep breath and closes her eyes before beginning her second work of the day. She wants to reproduce the reds she saw in the rocks during a recent visit to Sedona, Arizona. What better way to capture the flows of nature, she says, than by using the natural process of suminagashi?
It does have very special feeling to me. Very powerful. Otherwise, I wouldn't be so obsessed. But it's not powerful as like boom, bang, that kind of powerful. It's almost powerful in a sense it's just by touching it ever so gently and you can make the change. I think that is where power is.
The voice of artist Amy Lee Sagami. And those few minutes of thoughtful reflection were brought to you by Edward Lifson.